Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A Cosmic Policy. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
There's a lot of weird insurance out there. I'm just going to give you some examples. A lot of this is from Lloyd's of London, and Lloyd's of London is not an actual insurance place. I'm actually a licensed life agent in the state of California, believe it or not. I've not kept up on it. So I am at least formally versed in insurance. Lloyd's of London is a place where I want my tonsils insured. I want my legs insured. Mm-hmm. Lloyd's of London might be one of those places, and they are a place that essentially matches insurance carriers and then people that want to have their weird thing insured, and it brings them together. $27 million insurance policy on J-Lo's butt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Examples of that. We've heard that before.
Yeah.
There's no insurance policy on IR podcasting. I checked. No.
It's dangerous, though.
It's very dangerous.
Bad boys, bad girls.
But 1987, something out of this world happened in the world of insurance. 1987, alien abduction insurance or UFO insurance was born to cover Americans in the event of an abduction by non-human life forms.
I love it. Most people don't have regular insurance or dental insurance, but now we have this.
The insurance proposal provided the terms and conditions of a policy and apply only when conditions have substantiated proof. This coverage was such a success that a UFO abduction insurance company in Altamont Springs, Florida, sells $10 million alien abduction policies. The company has actually paid out claims and sold over 100,000 policies.
What? What? I want to know about the paid out claims. Holy shit. This is a thing.
Only in Florida. And I mean
only
that in a good way.
Florida. Do you?
I mean that in a good way. Right. I like Florida. Right. Florida agent Mike St. Lawrence. Of course, that's his name.
Of course it is.
Who owns the St. Lawrence agency in Altamont Springs. Offers limited or comprehensive alien abduction insurance.
Mm.
If you want to be cheap, you know what I mean?
Bare minimum.
Just get the limited.
Yeah. If you're just going to be fucking bright lights, a little bit of probing,
yeah,
get that. But yeah, if you're going to be gone for like fucking decades,
you want the comprehensive.
You want the full thing.
Oh, and don't worry. He offers reincarnation insurance as well.
Oh, good.
And asteroid insurance.
Can you bundle them?
Now you're thinking.
Now you're thinking.
Really? Now.
I'm thinking like a Floridian.
The alien abduction insurance is good for life and provides $10 million in coverage, which covers outpatient psychiatric care, which I feel like has to be a lot of it.
Yeah.
Double identity coverage and even sarcasm coverage.
What?
For any mockery or sarcasm victims might face from immediate family members in the wake of an alien abduction.
But how do you what does that mean?
I just want to know, where do people on a podcast fall? Are they litigious against us?
Yeah, maybe. Probably.
The policies that are available, as far as the information I have right now, are $24.95 for a paper copy and $19.95 for a digital copy.
Hmm.
This is according to Fox 35. Policyholders need to read the fine print, though.
You always gotta.
And there's more fine print after this break. In the event of an approved claim, the policy is payable in installments of $1 per year over 10 million years.
Now,
if you're a Scientologist, fine.
Great.
You're good.
Oh, you like that. Yeah, you like that good arrangement.
Now, do you want that $1 a year for 10 million years? Yeah, you do. Got to check off a couple of boxes, though. Provide specific information about the aliens, including where they're from and what type of spacecraft they use. I guess you need working knowledge.
Yeah, it's important.
Of that.
can you like draw it on a napkin?
Or? I feel like when this was introduced in 1987, before the advent of everyone having a camera on their phone.
Yeah.
In theory, easier to succeed with.
Yeah.
As we've seen, we've talked a lot about aliens and UFOs.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot of some real UFO stuff going on out there.
Yeah, there's shit going on.
But when it comes to actual alien abductions, we're finding less proof and less people with cameras videoing everything but this.
Yeah.
Little bit of that. Yeah. Not to say, listen, I believe in some way, shape, or form, there's life forms out there.
Mm-hmm.
Are all these people being abducted all the time? Who's to say?
Mm-hmm. We've talked about a lot of footage of lights, of things that are observed from place on this planet. Beyond that, it's like you don't hear about a lot of credible things. It sounds like you wouldn't even get that much insurance because it's like you can't have any proof that you were even off the ground for most people.
Well, if you can follow through with some of these other necessities to have a successful claim.
I intend to.
Provide a detailed description of the abduction incident. I'm sure that's probably
done.
Easy. Yeah, that's easy.
Okay.
Provide the signature of a authorized onboard alien.
That's harder, I will admit.
Pass a lie detector test.
Fucking, who gives a fuck about lie detector tests anyway?
In this order that I'm reading it, it seems like...
it's weird. It doesn't escalate.
If I got the alien signature, I don't need to take the lie detector test.
You're going
to
be good with that test.
Provide video footage of the encounter.
Okay.
And provide a statement from a third-party witness.
Oh, just like fucking anyone? Like my dog?
Yeah. Sure. But no, they were there.
You need
trust
a signature
me.
From an alien and a third-party witness statement from fucking anybody?
Now—
Can they be the same?
Would we do that for somebody? For the right price or the wrong price?
Are you I'd do it for no price.
Yeah.
Come
I pay you. Mike St. Lawrence has this to say, quote, "To the people that come to me, if I don't think they understand the terms and conditions, that it's tongue-in-cheek, I won't sell it to them."
Mm.
He actually goes on to say that he paid out on one claim.
Hmm.
One policyholder talked to a professor at MIT who examined an implant that allegedly came from the policyholder's body. The professor allegedly said that the implant was not made of an earthly substance. This also, thank you, Fox 35.
Mm-hmm. The small amount of people who claim alien abduction and the even smaller Venn diagram of people who have this tongue-in-cheek, in that guy's words, insurance, overlap and have this expert verify it, and you still just get $1 a fucking year?
Well, this person actually got paid out, was paid $1 per year for 10 years before losing contact with that person.
Hmm.
How did they lose contact? Maybe they got beamed up or beamed out.
Sounds like more money's coming their way.
Yeah, they're owed. They're owed probably at least a cool 15 bucks right now.
As they should. But also, like, how much is this insurance? You know, I get where it's kind of a joke.
It's like, should we get 30 bucks, 100 bucks?
Should we get it?
Should we get it and then also try to get paid out on it?
Yeah, I can do some weird metallic implant in my neck or something.
For a dollar?
For a dollar. If I'm bored enough, it could happen.